Thank you. All right. That was Just Sing a Simple Song by Sly and the Family Stone. And this song, I love this song when I found it. Or I guess, like, I didn't, because I'm not claiming that I'm, like, this insane investigator and, like, found all this music. I just did a bunch of research and I picked the coolest songs I could find that were relevant to things that at least I knew. And I figured if I knew the song, someone else probably knows it too. But I love this last song, Sing a Simple Song. It was sampled by so many famous songs. For example, I got, it was the Humpty Dance. It was in there, just that sort of like, the beat was used in there. And then it was used by Dr. Dre in Deep Cover. And then it was also used by Eazy-E in Easy Does It. And all of them really just used the beat. I think it was just such an easy beat to, like, make bars over. So a lot of rappers ended up using it. It was used in so many other songs, I just couldn't get that list down because I wrote down so much for this show. I spent so much time working on this show for you guys, so I hope you're loving it so far. There's some funky tunes in here. There's some funky ones that I am kind of jamming with, and, like, you know, like, if I was to make, like, a 70s funk list, I'd put these songs in there because they're super fun. And some of these creators I've never seen before, so I had a great time making this. What I really love about Sing a Simple Song, though, is that person in the background who's, like, screaming. Sounds like they're, like, running past the microphone, and that's how they recorded it. It's just, like, super loud for a second, and then it totally trails off. And I'm like, did they have someone in the studio running back and forth just screaming? That has been so fun to record. Anyways, enough about Sing a Simple Song. Before that, we had The Mexican by Babe Ruth, and that song was sampled by Afrika Bambaataa. Bambaataa? There's a lot of A's in there, so I just want to make sure I got that right. It was sampled in his Planet Rock song, though, and that song is super cool, and it has a very, like, electronic, like, cyber kind of sound to it. And it samples Trans-European Express. And that's the song I was initially going to put on. But guys, that song was literally just like 8 minutes of robot noises. And then they'd say Trans-European Express. And that was the whole song. And it was 8 minutes. What? Like, maybe make it two. I don't know. Before that, we listened to Here Comes That Sound. And that is by Love Deluxe, and it was sampled by the Sugar Hill Gang in Rapper's Delight. And in that song, they also sampled Good Times by Cheek, but that song charted for, like, weeks, so I couldn't play that on our great alternative station here. Before Here Comes That Sound, we listened to Hot Pants, which was by Bobby Bird. And that was sampled by the Spice Girls in their hit Wannabe. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta wear hot pants, apparently. It was also sampled by Madonna in her song Frozen, if you heard a little bit of that beat swap over there. And then at the start of our set was Change the Beat. You guys hear what I mean? It's not Change the Beat. That's how my American accent would say it, but Change the Beat. I like it. I like it like that. And that was sampled by Macklemore in Thrift Shop and Eminem in So Far. And let me know if you guys are, like, hearing, like, these beat matchups, or if you, like, are listening to the song and you're like, oh, I can see where they sampled that. It's so cool to see where the song came from and what they did with it, because there's a lot of overlap in music, because there's a lot of, like, great beats and great rhythms that can get used over and over again, but you always have to make them yourself. So it's really interesting to see how they can take the same beat, they can take the same parts of one song and make something completely different. Not to say whether it's better or worse, but it's just, it's different, it's creative, and I love it. I love seeing how this kind of stuff is created. All right, I have so far 3 requests. So I have room for 2 more requests if you are interested. And if you are just now tuning in, you are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington with your host Savvy P. Today I'm filling in for P. Breezy on their PB and Jam show, but you'll be listening to The Shack today. And today's theme is songs sampled by famous songs, I guess. Like, not to say those songs aren't famous, but they didn't make Billboard Top 100. But they're still really good, and I think that their beat should still be appreciated, and I think it's really fun to see how this beat can be reworked into something new and cool and modern. If you are listening closely to the song that I'm talking over right now, you might notice that this is actually the song that Dr. Dre sampled for Biggie's song Hypnotized from his Ready to Die album. And it's literally just that part. It's like the intro to Hypnotize, and then it's like just kind of sprinkled in here. Let me see if I can find it for you guys. Listen closely. You hear that? A little burp, 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 burp. Kind of cool, kind of fun. I wish I could play all of them for y'all, but that would be too long of a show. But yeah, I also said at the beginning of my show that I'll be taking 5 requests, and I already have 3, so I can only take 2 more. You can request whatever you want, but if the song has charted on Hot 100 Billboard, I can't play it. And if you don't know if it did, just send it my way, and I'll check that out for ya. Alright, what else do I have for you guys? Nothing. Alright, there's no theme. You can request whatever you would like. And yeah, I'm gonna keep things rolling here. So here is The Big Beat by Bill Squire, which was sampled by Run DMC in just like the beginning. It's the intro for Here We Go. So let me know if you can hear that intro beat. Let me know if it sounds familiar.
Ah! of you. Deep down inside, you'll find the love needed to be in you.
The knees. அப்படியா?
ஜெஸ்ட் சாஃப் சமஜ் கயா.
What you just heard was The Edge by David McCollum. And for any of my West Coast rap fans out there, that was the sample for Dr. Dre's in the next episode featuring Snoop Dogg. I think a lot of people know that song. Wait, was that a Snoop Dogg song or was... Who's the feature there? It might have just been both of their songs. I just know that Snoop Dogg was working with Dr. Dre. Yeah, it's just both of them. Anyways. Before that... Oh, boy. This is going to be embarrassing. Before that was a song that hopefully sounded familiar to any Britney Spears fans. That song is called... Terramare Beachman, and it was sampled by Britney Spears for her song Toxic that I think you guys could easily hear, and it came from this like 80s Bollywood movie, and the singers are ready for this. I'm gonna actually try. Lata Mangeshkar, and then S.P. Balasubramanian. I butchered those, but this like 80s Bollywood movie. The actress and actor in that were the lead singers for this song. And before that, we heard Weak in the Knees by Steve Arrington. And that was sampled by NWA in their song Gangsta Gangsta. It was just like the intro of it too. I think you guys could probably hear that beat if you listen closely. We also listened to You'll Like It Too by Funkadelic. And that was sampled by Eric B. and Rakim in their song I Know You Got Soul. And you could totally hear that beat overlay if you've heard the song I Got Soul before. And then at the start of that set was The Big Beat by Billy Squire, and that was sampled by Run DMC for their intro to Here We Go. If you guys are listening to any of these songs and you're like, Savannah, why are you why'd I just use my government name on the air right now? If you're like, Savvy P, what is this song you just played? Like, why are you playing it? I've never heard this in a song ever in my whole life. Send me a chat. Send me a chat on WRUV.org and I'll answer. I got all the answers for you. Because I did the research, baby, so I got the answers for you. Just send me those questions. We're coming up to our top of the hour suggestions, our recommendations. I got all five, I think. Let me count. 1, 2, 3. I only have 4. Blasphemous. No, wait, I have 5. Just kidding. Stick around for 4 more minutes to hear those songs that you requested. There's some like funky ones. There's some I've never heard before, so I think this is gonna be a fun next set for us. But before we hop into our next set, I have a very important announcement to share with you all about plucking your nose hair. Hey. You with the nose hair, listen up. I know you might be embarrassed about your luscious locks, but let me tell you why you should not pluck them, but embrace them. According to Dr. Don J. Beasley, an Idaho-based otolaryngologist. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna get flamed for that one. Whatever. Okay. Removing nose hairs, especially if done improperly, may increase the risk of infection that can lead to folliculitis, that can't be a real thing, or nasal cellulitis. Who is making up these words? Oh my god. Your nose hairs are there for a reason. They trap dust, pollen, and other airborne particles to allow you to breathe filtered air. These superpowered cilia prevent you from breathing in allergens that cause harm to the respiratory system. Nose hairs also serve as an alert system for potential danger. When a pollen or a small insect finds a way into the nostril hairs, a squeeze is triggered and thus the intruder is expelled from... Oh, a sneeze is triggered and then thus the intruder is expelled from the nasal canal. So, the next time you sneeze, thank your nose hairs for all their good work. You're listening to a 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, where we are proud of our nose hairs. Oh, thank you for bearing with me. If you didn't, I really can't blame you. Guys, what is folliculitis? I mean, I believe it. I fully believe that it is a real thing, but folliculitis. I'm terrible at pronouncing things. If this is your first time listening to The Shack with Savvy P, you should know that I read my public service announcements. It's improv. Like, this is my first time reading this ever, so of course I didn't know how to pronounce otolaryngologist. What? They just add gallus to anything. It's a doctor. Ugh. Let's get to these recommendations. I gotta stop talking for a while. I'm so excited to hear what we have suggested today. There's a lot of really good ones. All right. I'm going to start this one off. This one, one of my devoted listeners, my beautiful Aunt Chris, she recommended "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing" by the New Seekers. So I hope y'all enjoy it. And maybe you'll learn to sing.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to
sounds of someday, maybe home. your kids are coming up straight, and my child's a stranger I bore her. Could not raise her. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long.
Don't let the Chinese carpet. We'd be dreaming on our dimes.
We'd be playing. Oh, my love, my darling. One more time. Putting up sleek concrete, tearing the old landmarks down, paving over brave little parks, ripping off Indian land again. How long, short-sighted businessmen, nothing lasts for long, nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long.
Down in the Chinese cafe, we'd be living on our dimes.
We'd be playing. You'd give your love so sweetly.
One more time.
My childhood games, this kid's nearly grown and gone. Grown so fast, like the turn of a page. We look like our mothers did now, when we were those kids' age. Nothing lasts for long.
Alrighty, I am in love with all of these suggestions that I got. Such great choices. Okay, that last song was Chinese Cafe by Joni Mitchell. That was an anonymous recommendation. And we also listened to... Oh my gosh, I'm gonna sneeze. Wait. Just kidding. We also listened to More Spell on You by Eddie Johns, and this was suggested by my schnookums back at work. Hope you're doing great. Enjoy your day off. You know who you are. And that song actually was sampled by Daft Punk in their song One More Time. So even on theme, win, win, win. Win, 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 because I just got put onto my new favorite dancing song. And I'm going to go dance with my girls this weekend. We're not going to talk to any boys. We're just going to go dance. We also listened to the theme from Sanford and Son by Quincy Jones. And that was recommended by my beautiful mama. Thank you for listening. I hope work is going well. Only a few more days left. Congratulations on the retirement. And before Sanford and Son, we heard Sounds of Someday by Radio Company, and that was suggested by my bestie Jake from work. I'll see you tomorrow for your last day. Oh, too many bittersweet things happening all too soon. I'm gonna be an emotional wreck for the next 3 months, in case anyone was interested in knowing that. At the top of the set was The New Seekers, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Such a pretty song, recommended to me by my beautiful Aunt Chris. Such great recommendations today, y'all, and I have 40 minutes left with you guys today, so we're gonna keep chugging through. But if you are just tuning in with us, you are tuned in with 90.1 WREV FM Burlington with your host, Savvy P. You are listening to The Shack. I'm subbing for P Breezy and their PB and Jams show today, but I hope you guys enjoy. Today's show theme is samples, like songs that are samples for other famous songs. And we've had some hits so far. And what kind of show is this where I am playing songs sampled by other famous songs if I don't put Kanye's samples on here? Yep, the king of samples over here. He just, I feel like it's like every other song he comes out with, he's sampling some other amazing tune. And that's what I'm about to put you guys onto. Let's see what we're going to start with. Because I got a lot of them in here. This whole set is going to be all songs from Kanye. Alright, yeah. I think... perfect. Alright, yep, this is perfect. Here we go, y'all. We're going to get things started off with a sample from Kanye's newest album, Vultures. I don't think I can say the name of the song on air. But if you're interested, it's spelled F-U-K-S-U-M-N. I'm just trying to keep our airing license, so you can figure that one out yourself. But yeah, he sampled this song called Stud Spider by Tony Joe White in this new song from Vultures. I hope you guys enjoy it. I like this one a lot. Ready?
Stud Spider. Coming to get you now. I can't be your stud spider no more, 'cause a black widow done got on me. I have searched for a long time, trying to find some satisfaction. I have known some lovely ladies in my time, but they only give me a mild reaction. I fell into your well. And you love me all through the night. Oh, you got me under your spell. And you bring me up to unbelievable heights. I don't want to be a stud spider no more. Cause a black widow done got on me. Understand all my frustrations, and you satisfy all my desires. When I'm all with aggravation, you come to me, baby. Oh, you light all my fires. Oh, I don't want to be a stud spider no more. Cause a black widow done got on me. 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 Lord, me. Stung me. Hurt me. Ride me. Hurt me. Black widow. Here she comes. Here she comes on me. The Black Widow. Stud Spider. Yes, it did, baby. Oh, no! Spider, you put your web on my head. I don't want to be your stuff, spider, no more. Cause a black widow done got on me, y'all. Climbing up your well. Thank you.
so dangerously. You're not trusting your heart to anyone. You tell me you're gonna play it smart. We're through before we start. But I believe that we've only just begun.
Oh,
All right, that last song was Bound by the Ponderosa Twins Plus One, and that song was sampled by Kanye in his Yeezus album, and his song was called Bound 2. Part 2, baby, is really good. I'm gonna listen to it in the gym today. Before that was Through the Fire by Chaka Khan. And get this, it's in Kanye's song Through the Wire from his Champions album. And it's funny, not funny, but like it was actually through a wire because he got into a car accident and his jaw was all like wired shut because it was broken. So he was literally rapping through a wire. Kind of silly. And then at the start of that set was Stud Spider by Tony Joe White, sampled by Kanye in his new Vultures album in the song FUKSUMN. Oh, not be saying it on air because I'm not allowed. Unfortunately, I have to cut my show a little short as much. It's been a delight. It's been a delight to be back on air at a reasonable hour. But they have to do some sound testing for WRUV Exposure. Exposure will be on the road next week, live at Brennan's. It's free to students. It's from 6 to 8. You can just show up and like watch this band play and get interviewed, and it'll be a super fun time to listen to and to be a part of. So if you're on campus next Wednesday and have nothing to do from 6 to 8, you should definitely check it out. Head over to Brennan's, and they've got a singer and songwriter showcase. So it's the Singer and Songwriter Club here at UVM. It should be really cool. Before I leave, I must announce an important message as well. I'm so sad I have to go. I had so many more Kanye songs. Anyways, when was the last time you cooked your own meal? No. The reheated chicken wings you ordered Friday night doesn't count. According to a recent study done by the International Journal of Gastronomy and Food Service, roughly only 46% of college students cook often, particularly on college campuses. You don't see enough resources for students who want to cook but don't know where to start. Grocery shopping locally can be the best way to see what your community has to offer. And if you're on a tight budget, no problem. Another resource on campus includes Rally Cat's Cupboard, which is a free food pantry located on the first floor of the Davis Center. Meal prepping is also a great way to save time if you don't have time to cook every day. You can bring some friends along even. They hate joining, let me tell you. Cooking with friends and sharing food is a great way to have fun and connect. Brought to you by your culinary DJs at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. Ooh, that was on beat. Love when that happens. Cooking is so fun, y'all. I started filming whenever I cook, which actually like extends the cooking time significantly. It turns into like an hour and a half. It turns into like 3 hours because I'm like filming, but it's fun and the videos are cute. They're so cute. I just want to be one of those cooking like influencers on Instagram. That's all I want to do. Just kidding. Oh, thanks y'all so much for listening to The Shack today. Again, my name's Savvy P, and I don't know when I'll be back. Stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Snapchat, SANAPARKER4. And keep an eye on my story to see when I decide to come on air next. It's been a pleasure, y'all. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Thanks very much for tuning in to Your Better Alternative. Keep in mind, we are about to do some AV testing, so if you're not interested in that, feel free to tune out for about 15 minutes. It'll just be a little bit of strange noise testing. Thank you.
Spent my life on stages, calling out the changes to a pickup band, a tired van broke. The tires whine. Rolling through the hills in West Virginia. Takes me back where I want to be. Takes me back, it takes me back where I want to be. It's hauling ass out of Utah, running towards Abilene. They'll fry your ass for an ounce of grass. Throw away the key. Like saying I'm an angel, I'm saying I found out what it's takes me back where I wanna be. Thank you.
That's right. Foreign lands, an argument, the bullet wounds, and self-defense. A heavy door, a lot like yours. It didn't go well, but I was trying to help.
Time to make it better, no, just make the feelings grow. Don't you know the tables turn on you when you get old?
My old man,
two, three, four.